Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Man and Candace podcast. It's your girl Candace back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this April Fool's, this good night, I want to announce that I'm pregnant. Just kidding, April Fool's. I shouldn't play around like that. Just kidding. I take it back. But where have I been? I've been chilling. I've been healing. And we're going to talk about that in a later episode, but I want to touch on a subject that is very controversial these days, these modern times, and that is being child-free. I live a child-free life, and I came across a video today about women living a child-free life and getting negative feedback for it. A lot of people have very mean things to say about women who choose to live a child-free life. Now, I've criticized my mother for coming to me and saying, "Hey, Candace, it's okay if you don't have any children." And I took that very personally, and I took that very negatively until today. Today, I learned that maybe my mother was protecting me. Maybe she knows me so well. She knows that I wouldn't love motherhood. Not that I wouldn't be a good mother. That's not what she's saying. But the reality for a lot of moms is that they don't like motherhood. So I began to ask myself, like, Candace, would you like motherhood? And to be honest, with my mental health, like, I have seasonal depression. I have bipolar disorder. And I have anxiety and I have ADHD. And, like, those things, like, on a daily basis, I have to take pills. Like, I have to manage my symptoms. I have to constantly monitor my mood. I have to keep track of my thoughts, whether they're neutral, negative, or positive. Like, overall, it's like parenting myself. And when you have to take care of another human being and be responsible for another human being, that can take a toll on your mental health. And I learned that today watching that video. It was a video of a woman reading a Reddit thread of women regretting motherhood. Women saying that they hate their children. I always, when I was growing up, I always knew that some people didn't like being parents. Because I had teachers all the time saying, if I could go back and do it all over again, I wouldn't do this, or I wouldn't have my kids so early. And I'm just like, ouch. There are a lot of things that I do on a day-to-day basis that I wouldn't be able to do if I had kids. I say that because I live a very hedonistic lifestyle. What do I mean by that? Hedonism means you're all about pleasure. So I smoke, pleasure. Shit, I masturbate, pleasure. I have sex, pleasure. A lot of like my current lifestyle would have to end if I had kids. And like, so for some people, they don't end their current lifestyle, their wild lifestyle, and they carry it on even when they have kids. And it's kind of sad. But I commend parents out there who get up every day, you know, get their kids to school, get their meals prepped and everything like that. Hold on, this is my song. Get it sexy, get it sexy, get it sexy, get it sexy. nasty. Boy, you know this ass super fat. I ain't lying, though. I'm his favorite hoe. I'ma let him know. All these niggas gon' go. And I can't go slow. Then noon and dawn. Okay. Back to the story. I missed you guys. I really did. To be honest, I've been depressed. And I've been trying to get myself out of that depression. When you're depressed, man, you just don't have any interest in doing anything that you love to do. And, like, I love to do art. I love to draw. I love to paint. I love to create. And I haven't been doing that. I have been going through, like, this eat, pray, love journey and trying to find myself back to the artist I once was. But, like, I ask myself every day, if you don't do art, are you an artist? And I'm just, like, having an identity crisis right now. The past, like, 3 weeks, I've just been like, who are you, Candace? Are you MDMAQ? Are you Manic Candace? Are you Candace Banks? Who the fuck are you? What do you do? Are you a podcaster anymore? You haven't recorded. But I've just been like, breathe, Candace, breathe. You know, giving myself time, giving myself permission to take a break. Because when you go so hard for like 9 months, 10 months of podcasting once a week, twice a week, you know, you kind of do need a break. You do get burnt out a little bit here and there. So if you are a creator, sometimes you hit a wall, and that's okay. This song has been on TikTok, and I've been obsessed with this song. Talking about that dump, trying to back it up and dump it. I wish I had a dump truck. Like, I wish, oh God, I wish I had an ass. I mean, I have a butt, but like, I wish I had an ass, like an ass. I'm going to change this song because I want you guys to listen to what's been getting me out of my depression. And it's been Sukiana. Suki with the good coochie. There it is. You know your hoe up and down. That booty gonna go. I'm twerking on your baby daddy. He finna lick my booty hole. My coochie wet, I need the panty line. Sexy! I love when a woman is just like, suck my coochie. I got good cat. My cat wet. I got good pussy. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I think it's so empowering. I really do. A lot of people think it's disgusting. A lot of people think it's degrading. A lot of people think it puts black women in a bad light. And it does. But I love it. I mean, the numbers don't lie. That's why he smells like cat. Why do you guys listen to me? Oh my God. Shout out to everyone listening all over the world. Let's talk about world events really quick. P. Diddy. Did he do it or did he not? I think Diddy did it. I think Diddy the Diddler did it. Did do what he is accused of doing. I can't think of any more ways to rhyme Diddy with Diddy. But interestingly enough, Cassie, that girl who sings that song, Me and You, poor girl. I am just so thankful to God that she opened the floodgate, as everyone says. And Diddy's two mansions were raided. I think one was in LA and one was in Florida. And the federal government raided him. That's okay. My mom was a fed. I have a criminal justice degree. I have to remind you guys this all the time. When the feds do that, that means that they have information, they have witnesses, and they need to go get those evidences, those pieces of evidence that the witness say is in his home. So there's evidence in his home somewhere, whether that be videotapes, whether that be, I mean, that's all I could guess is just videotapes. Because it sounds to me like he liked to record his freak-offs. In Cassie's disposition, a freak-off is when she had to hire male prostitutes and have them sleep with her and Diddy would watch. That's what she alleged in the lawsuit. And 24 hours after she filed the lawsuit, he settled for $32 million. And after that, it's like everyone he ever wronged, everyone he ever raped, everyone allegedly, everyone he ever molested, everyone he ever drugged, everyone he ever promised a record deal in exchange for sex, they're coming out. And it's disgusting because it's like there's so many songs that P. Diddy produced and there's so many songs that he's in that I like and that I just feel like I can't listen to them anymore. And it's just like, goddamn, who's next? It's like R. Kelly can't listen to his songs, but people still listen to his songs. Fucking Bad Boy Records, fucking a lot of movies produced by Harvey Weinstein. Like, it just really sucks. And, like, the latest thing with Nickelodeon, crazy, Dan Schneider being a disgusting pervert, a pedophile, foot fetish, foot faggot, like, fat motherfucker. I wonder what he did to Amanda Bynes, because she's so messed up. I when I look at Amanda Bynes, I see myself. I see a bipolar woman, disassociated, on a bunch of meds or on drugs. I don't know what she's on, but she's on something. Allegedly. I say that as I fucking snort, like, I'm not on anything. Except this weed pen. Can we talk about the price of marijuana? It's getting astronomical. But I got a discount today for $27 off my fucking vape. And like, oh shit. Y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe. Rapping about my whole life. That's red, nigga. Ric Flair, nigga. The power's in my hand, nigga. I get it with the chair, nigga. Three hoes, trifecta, dope money, coke money, show blood, my watch better, my pills better, you dope right. I'm grateful niggas I don't like. Grah! Grah! Bang, bang. How many of you were in the Twitter era with Chief Keef and everyone would like tweet 300, oh block, gang, gang. Bang, bang. The media crucified me like they did Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. Oh. Oh. Where is my mom? So lately, I've been going out. I've been socializing. I realized that I committed social suicide last year by deleting my Instagram. Huh. And, like, I have no friends. And, like, let's talk about the illusion of social media. Social media will have you thinking that you have friends. And you really don't. You have online people that you talk to that you've never met in person. And you call them your friends. Like, once you think about it, like, it sounds crazy. I've had... Yeah, I don't even know if I can call them relationships. But, like, once I got rid of people that I was following and that were following me, because you can have that remove follower button on Instagram, it was like I was a nobody. It was like I didn't exist. It was like, wow, I tied my whole identity into being a cool girl on Instagram. And it's like, I want to talk about that. Like, why did I strive so hard to be the cool girl? Like, no one likes a cool girl. Like, no one likes a people pleaser. And that's one thing I realized about myself, too, is, like, I was a people pleaser. I changed my personality based on who I was talking to and based on what I thought they would like. And that annoys people, and that I realize that now. And when I see it in other people, when they're doing it, it annoys me. So it's all, so lately, you guys, I've just been all about, like, self-realization, self-awareness. I've been trying to read. I bought 4 books. And, like, I'm going through that thing again where I buy books and I don't read them. I've been tired. I've been managing by being bipolar. Sometimes I forget I'm bipolar. Sometimes I forget, like, hey, you have a disorder. You have a disorder. You have a disability. Sometimes I forget that I can't be 100% because I'm not 100%. Sometimes I forget I have a brain wiring issue. Does that make sense? Can we talk about the rise of autism diagnosis? Like, I feel like people, I feel like we can't all be autistic. I don't know where that came from. I went to a comedy show, Tim Dillon, last week on Saturday. It was not that good. I thought he was funnier last year. Look at me judging him. But I drank a pina colada, and it's a 2-drink minimum. I spent $67 on pretzels and 2 drinks for myself. Oh shit. You guys are gonna hear me sing like an angel. Okay, when I'm in the car, never seen a woman standing by the wind. Okay, when I'm in the car, I can sing. I promise I can. But, like, something's going on today. Back to my child-free life. I think my mom had moments and still has her moments now that I'm 28. I think she has moments where parenting was too much. and parenting, she wished she could just opt out of it. And she was a single mother. So I think she, when she says, I don't want you to have kids, Candace, or I don't think you should have kids, or I think it's okay if you don't have kids, I think she's protecting me. I think my mother knows me better than I know myself. And I think that she was protecting me. I think she knows that I won't like motherhood. I think she knows that I would definitely have a problem accepting my, not accepting my child, but just like accepting, like my life is no longer the same. A lot of women in that Reddit thread, they were expressing themselves saying that, like, I hate my life now. I hate my kids. I hate that I have to give up who I was. I hate that I gave up my previous life. And it was just, I appreciated the honesty. Because no parent walks around and says, I hate my fucking kids. Like, no parent does. I mean, if they, some do, and those are awful parents, but, like, they're not gonna say that in, like, your teacher's face or something like that. Like, you know, like, no one's gonna admit that they regret their kids. There was a lot of, people saying that they miss their quality time with their husbands and wives. They say that all they have during the day is 2 hours, or sometimes they say they have no time for themselves because it's all towards the kids. And like, I gotta be selfish for a second because I don't have kids, and I gotta be selfish for a second and think, like, would I rather have no kids and deal with the loss and grief? Because having no kids, guys, for me, is I feel grief. I feel loss. The older I get, like, the more, like, my hormones are telling me, hey, it's time to have a child. Like, I'm not having a child on purpose. Like, I'm fighting, like, nature. And, like, I feel empty. I feel like there's something that's missing in my life. I feel like, see, why can't black people ever be serious? I'm having a serious moment, but then my song comes on and I'm about to sing it.
Oh, that ain't my girlfriend, that's my old bitch. And I can have her anytime I want, she love this dick. And I need you mad. I think you pissed. I know she said they do, but that's our bitch. Nigga, that's our bitch. Nigga, that's my bitch. How much you think she's in my dick?
Oh my god, there is. Oh. Before I go back to, like, possibly hating motherhood, there is this guy who I've been thinking about, and he is so fine. And when this song comes on, I think about him, and I wish I could fuck him again. I wish. Oh, God. That ain't my girlfriend, that's my old bitch. Okay, so, like I said, my mom knows me better than I know myself, and she was politely telling me, hey, you're not up, and you're not cut up, you're not cut for the parent life, especially the single parent life, because I don't mean to put this out there in the universe, but judging by my family history, judging by how I currently choose dating partners, judging by the current situation of me, I could be better, but I'm not. I'd be a single mom. Like, I hate to put that out there, but, like, I think I would. It happens. And, you know, I never been pregnant, but, like, I'd imagine that it wouldn't come from a relationship. It'd probably come from a hookup or something. God, that's so awful to say about myself. I need to change. I need to change myself. No more hookups. That just sounds... I just made myself sound like a whore. So, no more hookups. No more hookups. No more hookups. I'm celibate now. I'm celibate. No more sex for me. I'm a virgin. That's the sound of my vape. That's one vape. This vape has weed in it. Did you guys hear how hard I sucked on that thing? Like, oh my God. You guys, I just want to say thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for sharing the podcast. Thank you for sticking around. But let me ask you something. If you don't have kids, are you okay with your decision? If that's your decision. If you decide, hey, I don't want kids, do you feel a loss sometimes? Do you get baby fever sometimes? I get baby fever. Like, there's this lady named Nia Smith on TikTok, and, like, she has, like, she's pregnant with her third child. And, like, her kids are so cute, and, like, they're so... You see, that's the thing. They're cute. But, like, what about... Like, who was there for my mom when she found out I was doing drugs? I bet that wasn't a good parent moment. Who was there for my mom the night I got drunk for the first time and the police took me back to my house and I had my pants down? Like, who was there for my mom every time that she had to wake up and change my pamper or feed me in the middle of the night? Nobody. Among the creatures of the night, I haven't got the will to try and fight against a new tomorrow. So I guess I'll disbelieve it. Not tomorrow, never know. I said light. I'm living in the promise of the dream. I know that life is not what it would seem. I love to believe in something, so I'll make myself believe it. That tonight I'll never know. I had a moment. I had a moment where I kind of blacked out and I got way into it. I hope it sounds good when I play it back. I bet it will. I bet it will. But yeah, who was there for mommy? Nobody. And if nobody's going to be there for me, I don't want to do it. So what do I do in the meantime? I try to be a legend because I have time to be a legend. I do the podcast. I do my art. And I hope and pray that one day I wake up and it just blows up everywhere. That I'm on other podcasts, that I'm on CNN, that I'm on Joe Rogan, that I'm on, I wish Wendy Williams was still around, but she's not. But, like, fuck! If you have kids, I didn't mean to offend you. This isn't a episode where I want to be like, I have no kids and my life is fabulous. Look, I get to go shopping every day. It's not like that. It's more like I get to sleep, masturbate, and smoke weed a lot and do a podcast. That's what it is. Being a child-free woman. But being a child-free woman doesn't make me less of a woman. Doesn't make you less of a woman. If it's your decision not to have children, you're not a bad person. That is just such a hard bar. Never had a bitch like me in your life. You never had a bitch like me in your life. You never had a bitch like me in your life. Okay, I'm just going manic and ranting at this moment. I missed you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. I don't know what I'll talk about. But nonetheless, I will talk to you. This is Candace with the Manic Candace Podcast. Thank you for listening. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. I bid you adieu, my friends. Bye-bye.